Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't know about you guys, but for me, a game is 10 times more exciting when I'm putting my money on it. Sometimes I have a gut feeling about a matchup, and sometimes I'm just betting on my team because, well, you know, they're my team. Regardless, if you've been whether you've been betting for years, you're ready for play for the first time, my bookie is your best bet this season. They've been in business for years, guys. They got a mobile site. You can bet on go, and even, you know, even if you miss the game, you can even do a live bet. Plenty of ways to make money on MyBookie. Right now, if you do the promo code CHAIR, we'll match your deposit. Put 100 in and get 100 back. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Hey, guys. Welcome in another Pip Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast with Vlad Harris. Excuse me. Brought to you by Armchair Media. Take a seat. Well, you know, as far as the Pitt realm goes, you know, Pitt is solidified. I guess Joey Yellen is their transfer. He signed. He's ready to go for next year. I'm not sure what the future holds for Joey. I've heard a lot of good things and read a lot of good things. I don't know. I think come hell or high water, Kenny Pickett is still your starter. And he will be the starter for quite some time. That's just the reality. Just how it happens. And, of course, you know, he's been the starter for the last 2 seasons. And, obviously, it makes sense to have him be the starter for the third, you know, coming to, you know, his final year and whatnot. Unless some of these other guys really, you know, do a lot better, then, you know, we have what we have. As far as, you know, I'm on call for this week for the medical center, so this podcast will probably be short, although I am going to be jumping on a podcast with, I'm waiting to hear back from, but, another podcast from, from North Carolina Sports. They want me, they contacted me about jumping on, and we'll see how that goes. That's going to be sometime today. Hopefully my schedule permits it, but, I'll figure it out. You know, I've already made the commitment, so, and of course the game's tomorrow, so they obviously want this thing out as soon as possible. And I don't blame them. Hey, they got shows to do too. So do I. So I totally respect it. But as far as the rest of the thing goes, Pitt dropped the heartbreaker against Wake Forest. And this was a game they really needed to win. And of course, they came out. It was at home. ACC schedule's resuming, and they fell flat on their face. They got up big early, and then Wake recovered, and of course, they had, you know, Wake had the momentum going in the second half. Ultimately, Pitt just didn't have it all together, and that's the problem. You know, with this is what Jeff Capel tries to stress to these guys is, they're undermanned for the most part, and they got to play rabbit for 40 minutes the entire time. They can't take, you know, they can't take minutes off. They can't afford to at this point. It's a premium, and naturally, you know, this is what happens. and you're doing it's a team that's very mediocre. I mean, they're mediocre just like you are, so why exactly are you playing like you are? I mean, you haven't won jack shit yet, and, well, you come in the wake with this effort. All in all, just lots of laps, of course, you know, shot selection. I know that the Golden State Warriors made the three ball a sexy thing. And of course, you know, three shots is, you know, 3 points is better than one. I mean, it's like the guy in hockey who rather, he rather shoot than pass because the goal is worth more points than an assist. You know, we had that before. But the thing about the three ball is, unless you're going to be 30 to 40 something percent accurate, well, stop shooting it. Of course, if you're going to be 30 to 40% accurate and be very consistent about it, of course you're going to shoot threes. But if you suck at it, stop at it. There's nothing wrong with a 2-point shot. And of course, if a guy's open, you guys have the guy be open as well. You have to set it up. Nothing wrong with passing the ball either. I mean, like I said, I mean, a 3-point is almost like a shot is almost like a slap shot in hockey. I mean, especially if you have a really good slap shot, if it's really fast. But the problem is, though, is you may have a really fast slap shot, but if you're not accurate, it doesn't really, your shot's pretty much useless. And, you know, hey, a slap shot goal is awesome. It's great, but they don't happen too often. And a lot of times, if you know, you're better off just driving the net, doing a snap or a wrist shot, or passing it, and setting up a goal. But I mean, I remember one game we played. I think it was actually a deck hockey game, and we were, it was four of us and a goalie. We were playing a first place team, and we played zone the entire game because really we had no subs. Did have a full line, but we had to play because we really didn't want to pay the forfeit fee. I think the forfeit fee is like $20 or $30. I mean, when you're kids, obviously you play anyway, but I mean, as adults, after a while, it doesn't matter. You just play it because it's hockey and there's really nothing at stake. I mean, it's deck hockey. Well, we, for the most part, up until maybe like the early third period, we were down like 2-1, and it's because we played zone and we let them basically have the outside, and they just kept cranking slap shots. And the thing is the slap shots are pretty fast, but they weren't accurate. They just, they kept curving. They kept curving and hitting, not even hitting the net. And so we would just, just sat there. I mean, it was, after a while, it was just, wasn't much effort. But then, of course, they must have huddled together on the bench and said, hey, this isn't working. We got to do something. And eventually they infiltrate our zone and put us away for good. But, we kept the game for the most part, and it's because we let them take slap shots. But, they got North Carolina tomorrow, and they got North Carolina the week after. They got them at home. North Carolina is undermanned right now. They have a bunch of injuries. They haven't played all that great. Well, of course, their record, I guess, this could be deceiving. It's mainly because they played a really, a whole bunch of tough teams. A lot of their losses are against actually really good teams. They're not, they're not against Nicholls State, like us. They've actually, they actually play people. I mean, Could North Carolina beat Duquesne? I don't know. It's a good question. I'm driving, by the way. I'm in rental car number two because, well, my insurance, rental allowance of my insurance ran out. And, of course, my insurance hasn't been really, really good on communication. So, but I did get two phone calls from late yesterday, and it's mainly because they thought, according to my claim, everything's almost been settled. So they sent me a survey for, how things went, and I pretty much gave them all bad marks, and just said it feels like I'm handling my own claim and not the insurer. I mean, the insurer is supposed to handle the claim as if it's their own car. That's what they sell. But, good Lord. I didn't know my rental was expired until a day after, until a day later. And, of course, the repair shop is having a pissing match within themselves on what exactly to fix. So I said, well, here's the thing. I'm accruing rental expenses right now because of this. So figure it out. They did give me a rental, a loaner car. It's a 2020 Chevy Blazer. And it's really nice, man. It's got all the bells and whistles. I mean, which kind of frightens me a little bit. Makes me more scared to drive it. But I think it's their highest model. It's the 300 horsepower model. I mean, this thing rides really nice. It's really, really good. I've had, growing up, I have had a K5 Blazer, which, it was a 79 with it had a 350 in it. It was my dad's. We loved that car. It was so fun to drive, especially in the snow. We had to get rid of it, back in like 1998, and it was an emotional discussion between me and my dad because I didn't want to get rid of it. I wanted a car as my graduation gift. I said, you guys don't have to buy me a car. I'll take the K5. But my dad said, well, this car doesn't have much life on it yet anymore. So I can't just, for what you're going to do with it as a kid, as a young man, it's not going to be able to hold you, it's not going to be able to suit your needs. And so I ended up with an S10 Blazer, a 90. And I loved it to death. And then I got a 2001 S10 Blazer. Although that car was disappointing to me because it had nothing but problems ever since I bought it. And eventually the transmission went on it. And that was pretty much the last time I bought an American car. After that was my Suzuki, then my Nissan, and now a Kia. Of all my cars, I think the Suzuki was the best car I've ever owned. Never gave me any problems. They're really good. They actually were really good cars. It just, they were just a pain in the ass to make. And what the heck keeps rolling? Sorry about the, if you guys are hearing clicking. Oh, okay, that explains it now. You know that thing that the tire lock thing? It's been rolling around, so I'm sorry for the clicking, you guys. As I'm driving to work. My Nissan, the transmission went on that as well because it has that, Nissan makes those special transmissions for those cars. But my Kia, I just got this one because it has the better warranty anymore. That's just really what I want. I would love to get a Chevy, but I mean, they're too, for the ones I want, they're just too overpriced. Maybe when my kids get a little older, we'll see. Who knows? Anyways. Back to the pit thing. Yeah, they got North Carolina and Miami on the road this week. If there's ever a chance for Pitt to steal a quality road victory against a quality opponent, this will be the opportunity to do that. But they're going to have to come out with better energy than what they did against Wake Forest. Because the next week at home, they got North Carolina and Louisville. So, realistically, they can go 1-3 on the schedule, but they may go 0-4. If they go 2-2, I'll be surprised. But if they want to steal a victory, this is the time to do it because North Carolina isn't fully healthy yet. I guess they have one player coming back, but it's not there. He won't be back till probably next week. But if Pitt wants a victory, they can grab one here. I don't see Pitt making the tournament or let alone NIT, but they gotta get as many program building victories as they can. And of course, they gotta make progress this year because they're making some inroads in recruiting now, and the recruits need to see that the results are coming. All right, moving along, we got the NFL playoffs. The Saturday slate was awesome. We had the Texans winning overtime against the Bills. The Bills were pretty much, they had their foot almost on the throat of the Texans. And they just, they kept selling for 3 points. And, they came out swinging early. But the thing about the Bills, it seems like every game I watch, they come out swinging. But as the game progresses, they just don't, I don't know what they're doing. I guess teams just catch on to them. And Josh Allen just is what he is right now. He's... year three, I think, will be critical for him. He's not having a bad year, but, the Bills... They're 10-6 this year. It's because, they have a really good defense. And not only that, their schedule is pretty mediocre. They really didn't play anybody. And the teams that they played that were actually good, they lost to. And their defense actually gave up points to. I think anybody with a betting eye could have saw the Texans were going to win. And I think it was 2.5, I think. So I hope you took the Texans straight up. But, the Bills at the end had chances to, they tied at the end of the fourth. They had opportunities to win, but it seems like the Josh Allen was just doing too much. He was just scrambling like a quarterback in Tecmo Super Bowl, where you're waiting for the right throw. And I think he was doing way too much than what he was supposed to. And at the end of the day, it seemed disastrous. But, year three, I think, will be critical for him. He's definitely not Lamar Jackson, for one thing. He doesn't have Lamar can run. He's very, but he can really, really run. And on top of that, he can, because of that, it makes his throwing even more lethal. Now, the Patriots are gone. I don't think their dynasty's over. They signed Antonio Brown, and of course that fell through because of all the stuff going on with him. They just didn't have anyone in skill position that could help Tom Brady out. They went against good defense, and they couldn't punch it in. And of course, in the second half, they had that one pass play negated on a illegal man downfield. Patriots probably would have scored on that and probably would have won the game. But next week, the Titans got the Ravens. And that's going to be a pretty... the Titans aren't going to be able to win with the way Tannehill played. He made some big throws when needed, but... They're going to have to score a little bit more or at least control the flow of the game when they face Lamar Jackson company. As far as the Saints go, they lost another one. They came off, you know, Drew Brees didn't play that good, and of course the game plan wasn't good. You know, Saints lost another one, and you know, one person mentioned, I think it was Mike DeCourcy mentioned, that the Saints lost because of a coin flip. Well, on the flip side, the Saint last year in overtime, the Saints won the coin flip, and Drew Brees threw a pick. I mean, he got hit as he threw him, but still. But the NFL rules are, if they score a touchdown in the opening play, you know, the game's over. I mean, if they kick a field goal, their team gets a chance. I don't know why the NFL did this the way they did, but that's just how they did it. And I mean, the Saints had the game at home. I mean, I don't know what else, what else we could do for them. I'm stop complaining. Look at the games you've had and you've blown. I mean, the Vikings game, you can't complain about that in terms of roles because your guy blew a coverage. And the opportunities were there to put the Rams away, you didn't. I mean, yeah, the pass interference call was shitty and probably shouldn't have happened, but we got a rules change because of it, and it makes, you know, this game, it makes the pro game even more of a pain in the ass to watch. So, whatever. And, of course, with the Eagles, I mean, it's unfortunate what happened to Carson Wentz. I know people are saying, well, it's always simple with Carson because he's always hurt. But this wasn't his fault. He took a shot to the head, and that's that. I mean, it's not that the guy's unreliable. I mean, if he would have played, he would have. Or if he could have, I mean. But he took a shot to the head. And McCown did all he could, and maybe if Wentz is in there, you know, things change. I mean, the Seahawks really didn't blow them out. Eagles did all they could. I don't know. But the Vikings, you know, I mean, they move on for the Saints. I mean, I actually picked the Vikings to lose that game. Because, I mean, it was Kirk Cousins. It was a big game. I just didn't think he was going to be able to pull it off, and he did. I mean, Jesus, the Saints lost to Kirk Cousins. So we'll talk more about the NFL playoffs next week. I mean, well, next podcast. I won't get too heavily into it. As I'm driving to work, I'll remind you guys, you know, as college basketball goes on, as far as the NBA goes on, and of course for the playoffs, go to mybookie.ag, enter promo code CHAIR, get your deposit matched, and make some money. So, how to pitch you guys. Talk to you later.